Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to this episode, Season 2, Episode 64, Walk and Talk with Avalon. Mindful motivation and your everyday inspiration. I am your mindfulness mentor to get you along to think for another day. Well, you're going to think on your own. I just want to assist you in different ways of thinking about things in your life. And our inspiration today is a calming pool in the videos below. And take a moment to look so that you can find your serenity. Serenity is all around, just look. That is our thought for today. Serenity is all around, just look. And you're thinking, what on earth is that about? Well, look for it. That's your task. Look for the serenity. It is all around. You can find it in different ways. If you live near nature, it's definitely all around you. If you live in a big city, you can find smaller pockets of it. And even in your surroundings, look for the serenity. Look for the little things that are placed around you to find that peace. Plants are put in offices and waiting rooms for a reason, to bring a little bit of nature to you, to bring some of that calming feeling to you. The serenity is there. How much are you actually paying attention to it? Think about it. We want to draw attention to merchandise when you're in a store, for example. But there is also a sense of serenity in the color scheming, something that attracts you, that is pleasing to your eye, that draws out an emotion. Sometimes the emotion is serenity, sometimes it's excitement, which can be serenity for some. It's what is trying to be evoked as emotion. If you live in a place that is full of clutter, does that feel like serenity to you? Maybe it does. Maybe that clutter gives you a feeling of well-being because you're surrounded by things. And sometimes that same clutter can be poison to your eye. It can be too much to look at. It can be disturbing, frustrating, and keep your mind buzzing and going, and it's not serene. That is why we have feng shui. Cleaning up the clutter, causing lines and visuals that are pleasing to you and to your mind. Think about that. Your brain is already wired to find serenity in the circumstances around you. And if it's something as simple as, oh my goodness, everything's a mess, make one area simple. Make it organized. It can still be full of things, but it's what is aesthetically pleasing. If you don't like your toothbrush sitting on the sink, put it in the cabinet. Something as simple as that, that will make you feel better, that'll have a sense of serenity. I know, simple, right? But it is all around you. It's just a matter of how to find it. What is it that you need to find in your everyday with that serenity? Maybe you like nature, but you're not home often enough. Get a Venus flytrap, get some cactus, get plants that can go with a 1 week watering. If you can't take care of a pet, but you would like something, oh, you know, they have little tiny fish tanks where you can give them pellets that last for a week when you're gone. Just take care of it. There are ways to have things in smaller pieces that bring you senses of joy and bring you a sense of serenity. Think about even the bed sheets that you sleep in. Are they loud, noisy bed sheets? Lots of designs, bright colors? Simplify. Simplify the pattern. One color. A off, shiny, non-shiny stripe. Simplify it so that when you crawl into bed, you're not blasted with so much noise, with curtains that are loud, but a simple color to bring you a sense of serenity as you are trying to rest. Someplace that makes you feel calm. So you can find, even in your own surroundings, that simplicity, because everything else is visual noise. Visual noise. How about that? Even in nature, it can be a lot. It can be too much to look at. Overwhelming. There are people who do have that phobia. But we're trying to calm it. We're trying to find that sense of calm and serenity. Like a night sky. A night sky can even give you an overwhelming feeling. If you've never seen it in its complete darkness, with millions of stars. Oh, that'll spin your head. But it is also a serene place, that everything is quiet around you, that you can find that many stars above in the night. What does serenity mean to you and look like to you? It's all around. It's just finding it for yourself so you can find a little calm within your day, within your space, so that you can relax, so that you can rest, so that you can regroup, and so that you can get back to your day with a better sense of a clean slate, so to speak. Find your serenity. Share with me in the comments below where you have it. Do you have a park nearby? Do you have a backyard? Do you have a little flower garden in your window? Do you have a blank wall that you stare at? Do you have an organized drawer in your desk that provides you a little bit of calm, a little Zen garden? One of those little waterfalls that's just a foot high that have that sweet sound as the water drips. There are ways to bring it into your life. A meditation bowl. Just a white noise machine. There's so many ways that serenity can come to you. Find some. Find a little bit every day. And if it's difficult, close your eyes. Put in some earbuds. Noise-canceling headphones. And listen to some soothing music or the sound of my soothing voice. My friends, I wish you some peace, happiness, and serenity in your day. I am Avalon, and until next time, be well.